New Gilded Age is Here, Mostly in Blue States. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, July, 19, 2018. The United States has entered a new Gilded Age, and, according to the leftist Economic Policy Institute, income inequality is so bad that we might return to the days when the Vanderbilts were building the breakers and the Biltmore while shoeless children swept chimneys and toiled on the slag heap. There has been vast and widespread growth in income inequality in every corner of the country, EPI reported. Overall, the growth in incomes of the bottom 99% has improved since our last report, in step with a strengthening economy, but the gap between the top 1% and everyone else still grew in the majority of states we examine here. Funny thing is, most of the gilded few in the top 1% live in blue states that cast their electoral votes for Hillary Clinton. The details among EPI's key findings are that in 2015, after 7 years of a Barack Hussein Obama presidency that touted change, the top 1% of families in the U.S. earned, on average, 26.3 times as much income as the bottom 99%, an increase from 2013, when they earned 25.3 times as much. As well, EPI reported, 8 states plus the District of Columbia had gaps wider than the national gap. In the most unequal, New York, Florida, and Connecticut, the top 1% earned average incomes more than 35 times those of the bottom 99%. Two of those three, New York and Connecticut, are blue states that went for Obama twice and for Clinton in 2016. So did D.C. Other findings include these. 45 of 916 metropolitan areas had gaps wider than the national gap. In the 17 most unequal metropolitan areas, the average income of the top 1% was at least 35 times greater than the average income of the bottom 99%. Most unequal was the Jackson metropolitan area, which spans Wyoming and Idaho. There the top 1% in 2015 earned on average 132.0 times the average income of the bottom 99% of families. Of 3,061 counties, 139 had gaps wider than the national gap. The average income of the top 1% was at least 35 times greater than the average income of the bottom 99% in 50 counties. In Teton County, Wyoming, which is one of two counties in the Jackson metropolitan area, the top 1% in 2015 earned on average 142.2 times the average income of the bottom 99% of families. Teton County went strongly for Obama in 2008 and 2012, and, like New York and Connecticut, voted for Clinton in 2016, the only county in Wyoming to do so. Half of the top 1%'s income went to families in California, Florida, Illinois, New York, and Texas, EPI reported, three of which went for Clinton in 2016, California, Illinois, and New York. Meanwhile, the largest concentration of top 1% income is in New York, Connecticut, Florida, Massachusetts, District of Columbia, California, New Jersey, Nevada, Wyoming, and Illinois. 8 of those 10 went, again, for Clinton. EPI's conclusion? Income inequality is greatest where the votes were cast for Clinton. While we find a large share of national top 1% income concentrated in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, IRS data also make clear that rising inequality and increases in top 1% incomes affect every part of the U.S. Between 1973 and 2007, the top 1% of families in all states captured an increasing share of income. EPI's board. Although the report uses the term earned or earnings 31 times discussing income inequality, it also uses the words capture and captured as a synonym 32 times, which is unsurprising given the ideological hue of EPI's members, two of whom are top alumni of the Clinton administration. They are former Labor Secretaries Alexis Herman and hard leftist Robert Reich. Other prominent leftists are Democratic Party chieftain Tom Perez, Randy Weingarten, president of the Leftist American Federation of Teachers, and last but not least, EPI's chairman, AFL-CIO chieftain Richard Trumka. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.